First of all, tell me your name and company.
It's Kedrick Nutt with Southeastern Pond Management.
All right. Well, we're here at Sunbelt Ag Expo in an area that I don't remember being here the first time I came many years ago. And we're looking at aquaculture that's on display. First of all, tell me a little bit about your company, and then we'll talk about the exhibit here.
Okay. We're a recreational or sport fish pond management company. We've got four offices in Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee, and we do everything associated with managing sport fish ponds besides build them. That's the one thing we don't do is build ponds, but we manage ponds, stock the fish, lime and fertilize, herbicide application for weed control, and just do ongoing management, evaluate the ponds, monitor the health of the fish, and do everything that you need to do to achieve the pond owner's goals, where that may be just they want a good balance of decent bluegill fishing and bass fishing, or they really want to have, say, trophy bass fishing if they'd like to try to grow as big of bass as they possibly can in their pond. So we do all of that to help those pond owners develop and maintain the type of sport fish. It's not fish farming,
right?
Not in an enterprise sort of way. It is farming fish, though, but it's recreational fish farming.
So what are the various types of fish that you help manage then?
Well, everything that we do in ponds is really centered around the basic foundation of bass and bluegill. So those are the two main predator and prey species. It's really that's the foundation of the ponds that we work with. It'll be bass and bluegill, and then other species that are supplemental to that, but that's still what you got. And those are the two main species that people are going to grow and harvest to eat or for trophies is bass and bluegill. There's also, you know, other supplemental species like crappie. Some of the forage species are threadfin shad and gizzard shad, golden shiners. And these are species that are native. You know, they're endemic and they're native to this area. And in the past, and years ago, those species weren't normally recommended for sport fish ponds, but over the years we've learned that those species are good and they're beneficial and they're okay to put in ponds, because we're really, as much as anything, we're mimicking Mother Nature, because those fish species are in all of our natural rivers and lakes.
Well, out here at this show, can you kind of just describe what visitors will find when they come to where you're exhibiting here in the, as I heard it referred to earlier, the fish ponds area?
Yeah. Well, there's several of the PhD doctors from several of the universities. One of the big things is that they're doing seminars on various topics about pond management, how to get more out of your pond, even a fish filleting demonstration, but just some real good informative how-to seminars on ponds and pond management. We've got some of the, like us, some of the business exhibitors here displaying, you know, different aspects of managing a pond. Our business, there's another business associated concentrating on weed control, another one with fountains, you know, air display fountains and aerators, you know, for ponds. So you'll see those types of things. And there's also a couple of demonstration ponds. Mm-hmm. And one of the ponds has a particular type of bass in it. There's a variety of bass. It's a subspecies, a northern largemouth bass that's particularly aggressive. And they're actually trained to eat feed, which is really contrary to their instinct, because bass is a predator.
Right.
And normally their instinctive behavior is to eat live fish, you know. But in hatcheries and fish farms, they have been able to train those fish, condition them to eat pelleted commercial fish food. And those same fish are still real, real aggressive and will, you know, will eat and we'll hit lures. So that's one of this demonstration pond is just a demonstration pond, so folks can see people catch some fish really easily just for a demonstration.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving us a little overview of what you'll find if you come out to the aquaculture, or as we've been hearing it referred to, fish ponds area here at Sunbelt Ag Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.